Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Chicago, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Very excited about continuing our visit with our good friend Ramon Ray, longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of The Celebrity CEO, author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. You see, on and on, so much that he's done and so much he still does for small business. SmartHustle.com, is that right? Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
And Ramon Ray, R-A-M-O-N, Ramon Ray is his .com, by the way, is the website. So, Ramon, as a solopreneur, as someone who's out there, you know, making it happen without a giant organization, what are some of the things that you've seen that people might have misunderstood about that? What have you learned that maybe you thought was true in the beginning that you've now determined isn't?
I think two things which I think are a paradox, and I know you'll help me unpack this in English better. But I think, one, being a solo entrepreneur does not mean literally you have to be solo by yourself, nor should you. I think everybody should have an executive assistant and maybe one or two freelance team members who can help you. That's one. Having said that, being a solo entrepreneur does not mean you have to be jealous of or aspire to be a bigger company. If God has blessed you to make a decent living for your family and a bit more, and you're happy with that, you go do it and rock your business. So I think those are the two things that I'm seeing and balancing. I don't want to grow and have 20, 30, 50, 100 people. On the other hand, I know if it's just me, I'm going to overwork myself and not quite be where I want to be. So that's the two things I'm
seeing. Well, and also you want to go to a certain level. If you're dealing with people with larger customers, they want to see a little bit of an organization. They want to feel like that you've got some kind of an organization. I've seen that happen before, but you're right about the growth thing. I've seen people grow because they thought they should, and they got to a certain size and they weren't happy. All of a sudden they said, wait a minute, I thought I'd be happy here like I was before. I thought going from 5 employees to 50 employees would make me 10 times happier, but it doesn't.
Right.
And they went back the other way and, you know, and changed it. And some people just continued to go and they continued to not be happy. It's sort of like, in my opinion, the size of your business is like going into a Ben and Jerry's or you know, one of the ice cream places. They got 29 flavors, right? Howard Johnson used to say we got 29 flavors of ice cream. It's sort of what size your business should be, sort of like buying ice cream. You're going to want one flavor, and I'm going to want another. And the beautiful part about America is you can be successful in any of those flavors, can't you?
Right. Absolutely. And I think this is to your point. I think, as I said in the first we were talking, sometimes like you read and listen to so much stuff that's focused on the big, big, big giants. And I'm like, you know what? I need to get back to listen to a lot more Jim Blasingame and others who are talking my language, because you get distracted. You're thinking, ooh, GE did it this way, and you start to scramble, and you forget, wait a minute, I'm not GE. So
and you don't want to be
kind of what I've learned.
And especially when you're going after customers. See, that's the thing. The big mistake small business owners make is thinking that they've got to go after customers the way Walmart does or the way Amazon does or whatever. You don't have to do that. And I think that's really important to understand is that the size that you are is probably to your advantage, if you get too big, then you're gonna people are gonna expect different things of you. Also, if in my opinion, Ramon, if the smaller you are, if you do it right, the bigger your profit margins. People don't understand how that could work.
Absolutely.
But if you can sell the special sauce the way you've done, I've watched you do it with your corporate customers.
Thank you.
If you can sell that special sauce, the margins are huge.
Absolutely. And I think that's where, again, the other side of that, that's where the freelance economy comes in. At least for me, and it may not work for everybody. Some employees are good. But I think that you can do bigger things with a good freelance team that's passionate about what you do, and you focus on leading that team to execute. That, to me, for me, my little company, That's a great recipe for success.
Well, see, the beautiful part about the one of the things I wrote about recently is about the how technology has been good for small business because it's lowered the barrier to entry for us, but not just to get a small business, but to grow the small business. Ramon, I don't have a lot of people under my roof here, but I make payroll for about a dozen people around the world.
Right.
Or at least part of their payroll because of the contractors, the relationships I've built that 30 years ago I would have had to have all under my roof.
Right.
That's what technology has helped us with,
isn't
it? You've got the same story. You got the same story.
Absolutely. And they want to wake up in the morning, Jim, and know that I can wash my car when I want, feed my kid what I want, go out with my husband when I want, whatever it is. And Jim's contributing to my life, and I'm happy to work for him and help him build what he's building.
And some of them are doing it while we're sleeping, right?
Right. Well, especially if you have a global audience, as we have. I hire contractors, my video editor, other places. I'm sleeping, they're working, and the work still gets done, and people are happy. And I think, though, as another topic, of course, goes back to distributed work, which I'm
productivity.
Sliding into tech, but I make sure that they're happy.
The productivity thing. No, this is huge. And these are some of the things, these are some of the surprise benefits you get today in the 21st century. I was a small business owner in the 20th century before the internet. Things were different. Back then, I call it the carbon paper days, Ramon.
Don't remind us, Jim, please.
I was part of the carbon paper generation. So, hey, Ramon, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Indeed. Thank you, brother.
RamonRay.com, SmartHustle.com. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.